Stay safe on the roads with Rain-X Vision Beam Wiper Blades. Now at Menards. For over 40 years, Rain-X has provided drivers with products to outsmart the elements. Their Vision Beam Wiper Blades are easy to install and are designed to provide a smooth, streak-free wipe every time. Save big money on all Rain-X products now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The Rift, 1692. Produced by Christopher Tarn. Episode 20, Season Finale, Fragments.
Chief Inspector Jensen to see you. Are you up to it?
Of course.
Okay. Not too long, please. He needs rest.
Lord, ma'am. You seem to be making a habit of hospital stays recently.
Yes, sir.
You feeling okay? Anything you need?
Karen, is she,
She didn't make it, I'm afraid. It's okay, son. Take your time. I know she was more than just a work colleague.
She was my friend, sir. I'd never been happier than the day I was assigned to... I'm sorry, I just need a moment.
It was definitely Hassan.
Oh, yes, sir. Karen and I were just on our way to see Barrett. I'd called him, you see. He said he was at Fitzgerald's lockup. The bodyguard and Fitzgerald both dead, shot. When we got there, Barrett, he...
Yeah, forensics say shot too. Waiting on bullet matches. And then?
Karen asked me to go to the car and get an evidence kit. The court movement, corner of my eye, it all happened so quickly. Hassan running away. I shouted, he turned, he had a device in his hand, and then flames. I was thrown across the ground, and when I came to the lockup, Karen...
Well, from what we can make out from phone records, Hassan was on Fitzgerald's payroll. We're thinking something went down, he shoots him and the bodyguard, Barrett arrives, unfortunately. He panics, he shoots him, and just as he's about to blow the place to Ida's tracks, you and Taylor rock up.
That was my suspicion also, sir.
Get some rest. Get back to work when you feel ready, physically and mentally.
Yes, sir.
You went through the mill, lad. There's no rush.
I'll be fine, sir.
I need to ask you to leave now. The doctor's about to start his rounds.
Certainly. Lautner, one small thing.
Sir?
Forensics say the lockup door, it was locked from the outside. Any ideas? Well, they can wait.
Grigoriev, the gift that just keeps on giving.
Yeah.
If you hadn't been so gung-ho, you'd never have needed to use
it. Yeah, well, it's pointless now. And he's the father of the line, so...
Yeah, because you brought him on board.
Okay. Okay, so what's the plan?
After I throttle you, you mean?
If you want to get into it, sure, but let's get Jax, get the fragment, get out of here first, deal?
Well, obviously you can't help us at all now. A demon on the loose?
Yeah, I thought that too, but tonight, I'm in that pond, I'm going to find a fragment.
You think it'll be that simple?
No, but if Anne shows me where she threw it from, yeah, I'll get it.
Okay, then you get out of here.
What do you mean?
Back through the rift, you can't help us. In fact, you'll hinder...
I'll take the fragment.
Seriously?
Yep, sorry. Yep, of course. That'd close the rift.
Jax and I will bring it. Look, I had no choice but to bring my bag through. It's a long story. There's a sat phone hidden near the rift.
Jax would be furious.
Get through. Get onto Stan. Organise transport. We need to get to the next rift ahead.
Dodd?
Oh, don't worry about Dodd. I'll be dealing with her and getting Jax released.
I wish I had your comfort.
Find the fragment. Get it to me. Wait for us in Chad.
Mr. Grigoriev.
Mr. Lautner, I presume.
Yeah.
Zara told me to expect a call. You did well.
Loose ends. Taylor was most definitely going to find the rift, and at that stage...
Indeed.
And apart from Swift, who Zara is dealing with, the only one who knew about deleting your file was Karen. So all in all...
A nice... tidy package deal.
Have you heard from Zara?
No, which concerns me a little. She went to make sure the rift was closed. I would have thought she would be back by now.
You have two fragments?
I do.
Oh, fuck. If the 1692 is still open, you've got the 23 and the 88, which means...
She was played. And the 92 is still back there.
Ah, she knows how to handle herself. I'm not too concerned. What have you done with the fragments?
Do not worry. They are safe.
We have a place at Stonehenge where we leave them. That way they can be retrieved.
As I say, they, and by extension myself, are safe.
I understand, sir. I'll let you know when I hear from Zara.
Here, sir.
It's late. The town will be sleeping. In truth, you shouldn't be out and about.
I often am at this time. The spirits are always...
No spirits, Anne. You know that by now.
I'm sorry. You're right.
Dodd hasn't seen you.
No, sir. There is a place that we girls hide in the woods. Betty and Abigail and myself.
Okay.
This is where I threw, sir...
Here.
A stone.
Yeah, it's about the same weight. You throw it in, it'll give me an idea... Oh, fuck. You're stronger than you look. That's... Never mind. You know... Oh, it's brass monkey weather.
Sir?
Oh, it doesn't matter. Oh. Okay, wish me luck.
Be careful, sir.
Wait, where are you going?
As you said, it would not do for Mistress Dodd to see me in the open. Good night.
Right, just me. In a pond. Ducking for a fragment. It's 1692. Oh, great.
How's it going, Dodd? Or should I say, Mullen?
Robert. I was hoping we wouldn't have to do all of this. I take the fragments, you and your brood, to have a happy life here in colonial America.
Of course.
I would have left you to it, you know?
No. Me, you mean? The other two hanged as witches?
Actually, no. No. I'd have spoken to Hawthorne, he owes me, but now... Well...
You took the other pieces through?
Swifts. Almost got away with it.
Never crossed your mind that there ought to have been a buzz between the two?
I'm muscle. I'm not R&D. I should have known, but in any case, Swift didn't go through last night. Yes, I was waiting. Then it struck me. Without Jax, you won't go. So all I need to do is watch you. Unless you want
no.
to... Unequivocal.
Very.
So now what? Stand off?
No. No, you're going down. In court.
I hate to rain on your parade, Robert, but so far, your courtroom performance has been pitiful in the extreme.
I've been saving my A game for when it was needed. I'll see you there, Mistress Dodd.
As you wish.
Jax? Jax?
We can't go on meeting like this, Jonathan.
How are you going?
Oh, you know, I'm giving it a 2 on TripAdvisor. Food is atrocious. Company's even worse, but the straw I sleep on is surprisingly comfortable.
Flynn's safe.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Even prison walls have ears. The jailer here is fanboying a little. Apparently Robert beat 7 shades of shit out of Corwin's face, and Corwin is not exactly Mr. Popular here, so...
Yeah, that was me. Told him what to do. I explained
not
that...
Not impressed, Jonathan. Violence is not the solution to anything.
What the...
If you and I are to continue our dalliance, well, we'll need to discuss your anger issues.
Anger issues? Dalliance?
Did you find the fragment?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I did. It took a while, but just when I was getting worried, my toe hit it, and one dive later, and yeah, I have it.
So now what?
Tell Robert I'm going to bury it where he told me his go bag is. I'll take the sat phone
and... Wait, there's a phone here.
Look, just ask Robert.
Okay, this is very, very dangerous. You know, Dodd brought a gun through.
What?
Yeah. For you, apparently.
Oh, fuck.
She's going to wait for you each night.
Okay, that's good to know. She won't do anything yet. She knows Robert won't go without you, and the rift will close if I take it with me now.
Wait, what about me?
Oh, I better get moving. Must be close to 4 already, and I need to see the shimmer.
You're leaving me?
Yeah, Robert says he has something in mind. I can't do anything. And I'm a demon, yeah?
Yeah, I know. It's just Robert. Robert Flynn.
I think there's more to him than I gave credit. Trust him. I have to go.
Be safe, yeah?
Promise. And listen. One last thing, and this is important.
Are you serious, Robert?
Very.
I think it most unwise. It is my firm belief that I am best qualified
to... Just back me up, yeah?
All rise. The Honourable William Stoughton presiding. Silence in the room.
My friends, my heartfelt apologies for the most distressing scenes when last we convened. Apparently, Captain Flynn and Master Corwin settled their differences in an honourable manner.
Oh, good grief.
Did you wish to say something, Master Hawthorne?
No, sir. No, I was giving vent,
vent
to my...
Vent not?
Yes, Your Honour.
We have heard much said in this courtroom, and it is my belief that we must bring proceedings to a close. Increase, Mather. Are you prepared to speak?
I am, sir.
Very well. Pray listen to the prosecution as they sum up the evidence presented.
Gentlemen of the jury, it is with sorrow that I have stood here in direct and opposing belief to my son Cotton on the veracity of the evidence...
Captain Alexander, how dare you interrupt the good Master Mather in his summation of his case?
I've no choice but to do so. New evidence has come to light that will acquit my daughter fully and undeniably.
This had better be good, Robert.
Your Honour, I will go so far as to say that if, after I present my new evidence, you do not agree that my daughter is innocent, then I will escort her to the gallows myself.
That's going a bit far, Robert. For fuck's sake. Come on.
I shall hold you to that, Captain. As shall all in this room. May we have your consent, Increase?
By all means. I, too, am fascinated by the newly discovered evidence.
Then speak, Captain.
Thank you, both. Master Miller, would you bring Anne Putnam from the room outside?
Of course, sir.
Why don't I go? I'm closer.
And if you would be so good as to not let Mistress Dodd leave the room quite yet.
Oh, with pleasure, Captain Alexander.
This is ridiculous, Your Honour.
Sit, Mistress Dodd.
Anne, welcome.
Thank you, sir.
Anne, listen to me.
Don't look at her, Anne. Look at me. Only me. Did you see my daughter hanging from your rafters?
No, sir.
Did she ever ask you to sign her book?
No, sir.
Why did you swear she did?
I was afeard, sir.
Of sorcery, demons, or of the devil himself?
No, sir.
Then of...
Her, Mistress Dodd. She made me believe I saw these things. She told me I would burn if I said not what she wished me to.
This is outrageous. I'm not standing here listening to this. I am a... Sir John, speak up, man. Tell them...
Sit down. I will vouch for you no more.
Thank you, Anne. You may step down. And don't worry. She won't harm you.
Your Honour, this is all well and good, but how can a jury believe a child who has simply changed her mind?
You believed her stories of witches.
I'm referring to this specific instance, Captain.
I agree. How can we believe that this is enough to free my daughter?
The fuck?
But I will now prove beyond doubt that not only is my daughter being wrongly accused, but the prime instigator, the antagonist in chief, is a witch herself.
That is a dangerous game to play, Captain. You are still bound to your earlier promise.
Yes. Yes, Your Honour. Cotton, my knife.
Are you sure you want to do
my knife?
What is the meaning of this outrage?
If you gentlemen there would hold Mistress Dodd to her chair, I will show exactly why
this
you can
has
believe
gone
that...
too far, sir.
Lift her skirts above her ankles.
Your Honour, how can you allow such a...
I beg you, sir, do not let these men put their hands on me. A woman of good standing. A
whore.
Master Miller.
She flaunts herself in the chambers of Sir John nightly.
Is this so, Hawthorne?
It's...
Hold her. Raise to the knee her skirts.
The devil has not only marked her, he has planted his device in her.
No, stop!
There.
Oh, my. Did that come from beneath the skin?
Yes, Your Honour. There's more. Her mouth, her ear... There.
It glows.
Take the witch to the cells immediately.
You'll pay for this, Flynn. Don't think...
Take
that
her! Release the child. Ah, heartfelt apologies for the betrayal of common decency to a stranger in our midst. I hope you can find it in your heart to forgive us, Hex.
Jax.
Jax.
I might just find it in myself.
Hush.
To give...
Daughter, time to leave.
Cotton, thank you. Thank you for... Just... You are... Your help and belief was...
No word needed, Mistress Alexander. I will speak with Master Stoughton and have papers drawn. Be well.
Come.
Captain.
Increase. Look, I'd love to stay and chat, but we must away.
To where, exactly? Captain Alexander, albeit Flynn, as the witch proclaimed?
I'm not sure that I...
Fear not. Travel safely to wherever you all come from.
Ooh.
You, your father, and the demon, Agarus.
We don't...
I have seen many wonders in my time. I am attuned to those things that make sense not. I would dearly love to sit and discuss and debate with you both, since all becomes clear to me now. Your daughter is a very forward-thinking woman. One might almost say ahead of her time. But I understand you'll need to be gone.
You are a...
Smart, astute, and wickedly brilliant bastard.
What is it with me and Calder at the moment? Even the desert. That's how this car eater works. That battery ain't completely... Oh, yes, 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 you beauty. Right. Sat phone. Didn't want to risk it back in Salem. You never know who's listening. I need a red light. Otherwise, it's a long drive. And I don't like the look of them bodies I've chewed outside. Oh, yes, yes, we have liftoff. Right. Right, Stan. Stan the man. That's who we need to get us home. Hang on. Hello?
Swift?
Who's this?
It's Lautner.
Why are you answering Karen's phone?
I hope you're sitting down, Jonathan. Karen and I, we found something... terrifying. In Flynn's backyard, we think it's why you were leaving clues.
Go on.
Some sort of... portal.
You put Karen on now.
I wish I could. I truly do. I'll fill you in, and after I have... I hope you will let me help you find the bastards responsible.
We're going to go through together. 4 seconds is it's longer than people think. We hold as tightly as we can to each other.
I underestimated you, Flynn.
Mullen? What the hell?
Did you think a cell and a jailer was going to hold me? Seriously?
And a gun?
I warned you, Robert.
I'm built for this shit. You dealt with Dylan last time. He was a grunt. A trooper. He was nothing. Me, I am the real deal.
Stop the bragging. I've heard...
The fragment. You wouldn't be going through if you didn't have it. Handed over.
Well, then you go and Jax and I are left here...
Oh, fuck that. I gave you so many chances. No, fragment, and then I'm going to shoot you. Or I shoot you and I take the fragment. Either way...
Hold it right there.
Oh, my. Where on earth did you...
Swift. He had Grigoriev provide one for him when he came through. Loaded it last night before he left.
You're threatening me with a flintlock pistol. Seriously?
Drop it.
I'm actually quite impressed. But we both know you're not going to use it, even if the powder stayed dry overnight.
Try me.
Jax, listen to me. She can't take both of us before...
Before what? Before you rush me? She shoots now. Fuck it. Jax, you're dead.
Jax!
The Rift is written and performed by James Gaddis and features Louisa Bedell, Susie Stanley, and Earl Warwick.